Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is David Duncan, who's Vice President of Marketing with Mohawk. David, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Thanks for being with us. Actually, we're down here in San Antonio at your convention. I think you call it your Solutions Convention, the time that you get together with your key aligned retailers. I think this year you have your all your Floorscapes guys and your Color Center Elite. And one of the things I want to talk to you about today is I've been here a day and a half, and I've heard you talk to some of your groups, and I'm a student of marketing. I love to hear about research. You've actually done two major research projects in 2009. It's taught you some things. The first one is you actually went out to your dealer base, the customers that are here. You asked them some questions. Tell us a little bit about what you learned there.
Okay, certainly. Actually, the customer research that we did this year was really built around specifically our Floorscapes and Color Center retailers. So it was really an aligned program. And one of the things that we're always wanting to do is make sure that we're delivering the value that they need. So, you know, what are their challenges? What are their pain points? The more we understand them, the more we can tailor our marketing programs to, you know, sort of hit the sweet spot and do things that really provide solutions for them. So, you know, it was interesting on a couple levels. I mean, I'd start by saying there was one of the things that we discovered between Floorscapes and Color Center Elite were there's really two types of retailers out there. There was the sort of seasoned professional, if you will, that was at some point kind of thinking about retirement. So there's some challenges that they had with that of how do I transfer this business to either my family member or to someone else just to sell the business. So they had that kind of thinking going on. And then there was that sort of second or maybe third generation group of retailers that were in their 30s that were all about expansion. You know, what are the things that I can do to expand? So it was an interesting project. It covered a whole lot of different areas. And then what we tried to do is tailor all of that finding down to, you know, what are the two to three or four things that we could do that would be real value, that be meaningful, especially in this business environment. And our goal was to bring it to convention.
Well, I've got to applaud you for doing it. I mean, it sounds almost too simple. I mean, you go out and you ask your customers, but I guarantee you in this business, not a lot of people doing that. And so you go out and ask them exactly what it is they like about Mohawk and what Mohawk brings them. And then what are the things, where are the gaps? What are the things that they'd like for you to bring to the table in these aligned programs? So I applaud you for doing that. So you found that there's two groups. It's interesting to hear. You've got these guys that are probably just wanting some help making it through this economic situation, not really interested in expanding in a big way, and then you've got these young guys who are taking over their parents' business, and they want to know what you can do to help them, you know, make them be three times the size they are now. That's kind of what you're saying, right?
That's exactly correct. So, and you know, it kind of came down to, you know, there's lots of training, obviously, that we could invest in, and there's probably a lot of need. But the other thing that we discovered is there's a lot of things that they feel that they're very good at. So both memberships, you know, both the seasoned professional and that young one, they felt they're very good at sales. You know, they obviously knew their store, they know how to sell, they know the product, they know how to handle installation, whether it be soft surface or hard surface. But it was these other areas like financial management, you know, business planning, how do you coach and hire and get the right people in the right seats, and all of that, that they, I wouldn't say struggled with, but they probably were more challenged with. And that's kind of where we built a lot of our emphasis. And again, that's really what we brought here to the Solutions Convention.
All right, so they know how to be tactical about their business, and they're asking you to help them with the strategic part, the part that doesn't come naturally, that takes a lot of thought process, a lot of planning. Tell me, you know, I'm sure not only did you ask them questions about where some of the gaps were in their education base and their training, but you probably also asked them, you know, what are you doing right? What are you doing wrong in the programs you're offering them, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%. And, you know, one of the interesting things was is everyone – They all had good intentions, especially when it came into the foundation of a business, which is really developing what is my strategic plan? What is my 1-year goal, 3-year goal, 5-year goal, maybe even, you know, 20-year goal for that? And they all had good intentions of doing it, but it was very difficult for them to really take the time, especially again in this environment where everyone's had to reduce their expenses, reduce staff, and so forth. So one of the programs that we brought to convention this year was, you know, financial planning, literally giving them a toolkit to be able to go out there and help them do that. But I think the one other key insight that they mentioned to us, and we really took to heart this year, and I, you know, just to give a plug to Mohawk University, I mean, the Mohawk University team's been around for, you know, over a decade. We consider ourselves the leader in retail training, but a lot of the training that we would do at convention would be sort of done at convention. And one of the differences that we're doing this year is it's not just at convention, it's not once and done, it's once and ongoing. So We talk to the business owners over these 3 days about, hey, how do you develop a financial plan? We give them a toolkit to do it. But now we're going to actually go back out into their stores over the course of 2010 and help them make sure that they can turn that information into real action. And that's really a paradigm shift that Tim Gray and the Mohawk University team has really brought to the table. And something, you know, just again, you know, being here for a day and a half, it's something that really is resonating well with the partners, where it's, hey, this is really going to help. It's, I always get great information at convention, but now I get to take it on the road. So we're real excited about, you know, the programs that we're bringing.
I noticed you added a dimension where you're going to actually get into psychological profiling, this DISC thing. What do you call that program?
The behavioral marketing, online with Michael Cheek and their group. Yeah, that's a little bit different because that's more on the consumer side. So, you know, another big area of emphasis for us, and, you know, being a student of marketing, and it's hard to do it over the audio here, but I'll try to draw a mental picture, is in marketing, they always talk about the funnel. And at the top of the funnel, it's always about building awareness. Really, it's really broad. It's not specific, right? And as that funnel gets closer and closer to the point of contact, which is that in-store experience, that's where you make the real contact with the consumer. On the top part of the funnel in awareness, we're still going to invest in those areas. So you're still going to see us on TV. You're still going to see us in print. You're still going to see us in direct mail and radio and online, you know, at that level. But really, as you go down that funnel, you start getting into the planning and purchasing phase for the consumer, right? And where does the consumer go to get that initial information? They go online. And so our goal this year is we're reallocating a lot more resources to really dominate that online space. We want to make sure that if a consumer is looking for flooring, whether it's in a local market or on a general larger scale, you know, the Mohawk brand comes up. And our goal is to direct those consumers into our retailers, which at the point of sale is, you know, where the rubber meets the road. So as part of all of that dominating online, you know, there's an opportunity for us to do behavioral marketing where we literally can track consumers that are sort of home improvement enthusiasts, if you will. There's certain patterns that they have, and we can kind of track those patterns. So as they go from site to site, Mohawk advertisements kind of follow them. So Michael and his team have done a great job of investing in the right areas. We're, you know, I hate to say that we're spying on the consumers, but we're certainly going to follow those consumers. And our goal is literally to guide them into our retail partner stores. So, and of course, as you know, talking to the retailers, they're very excited about all of that stuff because this online world is kind of a new world to them. We started the dealer website services program last convention, which we beta tested this spring. We now have over 100, you know, retailers online. We've got about 300 retailers that have already signed up. So we're going to be very busy over the next 30 to 60 days. But the ones that have signed up, and again, you know, just even though we've only got 100, our goal always is to make sure that they're working. So we've debugged the whole system. It's working great. They have the Mohawk product line. We're connecting the product line to Facebook. So a consumer that would, say, go to Mohawk Flooring, that might then go to, you know, Duncan Floor Covering, the retail store. They look at the Mohawk product gallery that's within Duncan Floor Covering. If they want to share that information with their mother or their friend, they just click a button and it will direct that information on Facebook, which is, again, another area that we want to dominate in terms of social media. So it's a lot of exciting things going on.
Well, you got a big head start, I think, on social media with this whole Rico the Rhino thing. I think you said you had 5 million different viewers on that whole promotion, so that had to help. And so now you're offering some big help to your aligned dealers as far as anything, any questions they have with Michael Cheek's help, that you're going to actually help them have a prominent position when it comes to social media, right?
Absolutely. And the cool thing with Rico, and it was obviously very successful for us, you mentioned 5 million hits. The other successful part of it was we had hundreds of retailers that literally linked to the Smart Strand Challenge, so which has really never happened for us before. So that particular program had multiple legs, multiple value to the retailer. But in that world of Facebook and Twitter, you've got to develop a personality. And that's what we did with Rico. We're certainly going to carry that on with Tanya Nyack on HGTV and Chip Wade on HGTV. And all of that buzz and all of that sharing and becoming friends of all those folks, that's going to benefit the retailers that are on the dealer website services that also have those connections. So, yeah, a lot of exciting things going on in that world.
We're about to run out of time. Actually, I was going to ask you, just so we can make this announcement now, you actually are going to have an iPhone application that's called Mohawk Me, aren't you?
That's it. I'd like to for the record, state that we are the industry's first. So Mohawk is the industry's first at having a smartphone application. It's already at Apple. It's going to be approved this month in December. It's called Mohawk Me. We had the opportunity to either go down the path of, hey, let's develop a business application for smartphones, which is, in conventional wisdom, what a lot of people would do. Or we could take the path less chosen, which is the path I like to take, and do something incredibly fun. So we developed Mohawk Me so you can take your smartphone, take a picture, morph them into an image with a cool Mohawk that has a nice brand. So if you're a rocker, you might like hardwood. If you're a softie like me, you might like Smart Strand DuPont Serona carpet. And even if the retailers don't use it, I promise their kids will download it. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
So it's all about the brand experience, isn't it, David?
It's all about the brand experience.
Okay, great, David. I appreciate you spending time with us. I've been talking to David Duncan, who's Vice President of Marketing with Mohawk, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.